Hi, this is Lainey, and you're listening to And Now We Said It. Today we're going to recap Real Housewives of New York Reunion episode number 2. Please subscribe and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may listen. If you have a minute, please head over to projectcomeback.org and consider donating. As always, I'm joined by Kelly, who is also the host of the Best Mediocre Morning Show. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Lainey. Thanks for shouting out my own podcast.
Yes, of course.
Also, so everybody that's listening is going to be listening the day after my birthday, but this is the day before my birthday, and or 2 days before my birthday. And I just wanted to let everyone know that Lainey got me a beautiful raw rose quartz necklace.
Are you wearing that right now? For my
birthday.
Is that what you have on? Oh, that's big.
Yeah, it's a long chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very heavy. I'm going to hang it up. I have my creativity candle, and I'm going to hang it up right with the podcast
nice.
Space.
Nice. Rose quartz is awesome.
I also bought, I know, I have like a polished one.
Mm-hmm.
But I like having the raw one. So I also got this Wolf Spirit Sage Sweetgrass Braid. It's, you know, sage.
Yeah.
And it's, so it says light smudge stick or loose leaves. Wait a moment, blow them out. Rest the sticks in the abalone shell. The fuck is an abalone shell?
Oh, I have one of those. You can just put it on
abalone?
I think it's abalone.
Well, it acts like it came with it, and it didn't come with anything except this. The grass itself.
Yeah, you usually have to buy that thing at, like, a store. You can just use a fucking bowl. Well, like, it's not... It's really just, like, what you put it in so it doesn't, you know, cause a fire.
Catch the house on fire? Yeah, so I go to this place called Women of Wisdom in Stoughton, Easton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never heard of that place before.
One of those places that are on the same road. Oh, it's awesome. It's where I got my Reiki done last week or whenever we both got Reiki done. And it's where I get all of my my crystals, my pendants, everything kind of. It's really cool. They have, like, classes. They have mediumship classes.
Oh.
They have Reiki classes. They have, like, a section of, like, books and journals.
That's really cool. Yeah, there's a couple places. There's one not far from me that I really like. And they have mediums and, I don't know, spiritual whatevers come in every so often. And I went one time because there was some weird stuff happening in my house. And
mm-hmm. Oh, is this the thing that you told
yeah,
me about
where,
with the moving of the
Flat feathers?
Yes,
no, this
yeah,
was
yeah, yeah. I was like, I couldn't think of the word. I just like moved my
this
hand.
Was almost 2 years ago. No, the feathers was a few weeks ago, which is so guys, I have feathers. I have a little bookcase in my living room, and everything was shut, and like I have my sage and, you know, like, and these feathers, because if I'm walking and I find a feather, I feel like that's a sign, because I'm a little bit of a woo-woo person, and I'll pick it, pick it up, and so I found a couple feathers, and they were just kind of sitting there, and I have a video of it, because I was like, no one will believe this.
Yes,
yeah,
you showed me.
And,
I remember
and
this.
And the feathers just fluttering up and down on its own, and I was like, what the fuck?
It was nuts.
Yeah.
Also, are you wearing a Christmas shirt?
Yes, I am. These are my Christmas pajamas.
Love that.
So,
I love that. I have actually a pair of Grinch fleece pajamas on my floor right now.
I pretty much have to go to bed like
I'm
8 minutes after
Grinch
we finish recording. So I'm showered. I'm ready to go.
Love it. Oh, good. I'm glad that we could do this early then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you want to start off with Kelly's hot guys and drama?
The first thing I have written down is, why would I be jealous of you? And Jill going, that's a dig, honey.
Yeah. Yep, I wrote, starts with Kelly, quote, hot guys and drama, unquote, quote, Kelly time, unquote. And then, my own words, false. Nothing fun happens. You're a cunt. The whole Russell kiss and bye thing without him giving a shit is still my favorite. That was my take on the scene.
She's just cuckoo bananas.
You're a little, I don't know if it's your mic is a little high.
Oh.
I don't know, but I could hear like little.
Me eating.
Not a big deal. No, it was, well, it was, I could hear you take a sip, and I was like, well, that's usually very quiet, so that's weird.
Sorry. I'll try and make that quieter in the editing.
Like that. Don't worry about it. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
I lowered it. But I have you side, hold on. I'm going to try and make it right, and I have you side by side. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to fuck it up, and it's going to take me forever to figure it back out. Because I'm not that bright.
I'm just sitting here like, la, la, la,
yeah,
la,
now la. I don't know where you went.
I'm going to eat my Pringles.
Oh, fun. I'm at... Hey, guys, welcome to the podcast where we just eat.
Some ASMR shit.
I'm also... Oh, motherfucker.
Starts with Kelly.
Now I can't see you. This is ultra professional. Aren't you guys glad you, yeah.
Wasn't.
For fuck's sake.
The two people, Carolina and John.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. And Claire. I'm gonna give Claire a shout out.
We actually have, oh my god, why can't I get this right?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
Nobody knows. The trouble I've
I'm also
seen.
I got AirPods, and contrary to popular belief, you can use AirPods with something other than Apple products. So
I'm wondering if that's why you're off a little.
Yeah.
Now. I don't know. It also could just be my Wi-Fi's delayed. I don't know. So we do this whole Kelly montage. Mm-hmm. Are you good?
Yeah,
we,
I'm good. Yeah, I lowered still? Myself.
Okay.
I've lowered right. myself
and
for
then
you.
You found me. I'm here and you're here.
Pretty much.
Full circle. So they're doing the whole montage, and then they show, of course, Kelly running in the middle of the road, and Lou goes, "This is a bizarre moment."
I didn't hear that.
It was like, just like, you know, they don't show any of them, but you can still hear them, like how you heard Jill say, "That's a dig."
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they show her doing the awkward, not sweating run, and Lou just going, "This was a bizarre moment."
That's really
And I'm
funny.
Like, yeah, it was. You're right. 100% accurate. And then Kelly goes around giving bullshit compliments, like, "Oh, well, I'm saying I'm not a regular housewife because this, this, and this." And I'm just like, not as, I'm just like way more down to earth. And then Jill calls her out. She's like, "Okay, so you drive a regular car, but you have the most expensive Hamptons house and the most expensive house in the city. Like, go fuck yourself."
Yeah, let's talk about that car for a second. The Dodge Ram. Because I know, yeah.
That's what it was.
I
okay,
know she
you.
Says it like every 5 seconds. Like, "Oh, my truck. Oh, my truck." And so... This
I totally forgot what it even was.
Any horse girls that are listening, this is a major complaint I have. And I drove a truck for the last 7 years of my life. Driving a truck does not make you special. It does not make you cool. It does not make you tough.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's just a car.
Oh
it
my
is
gosh.
Just a vehicle
News. News
to get
to me.
You from one place to another.
Wait. So you just drive from point A to point B
mm-hmm.
with it?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
If you have a horse trailer,
I'm
then
blown.
It also brings your horse along with you, which is really nice.
So does my SUV.
Yeah. It's when I got a, when I was first shopping, when I've had two trucks. When I was shopping for the first one, someone was like, "You should get a big, sexy truck." And I was like, "I don't know what the fuck that means, but you should get away from me now." Like,
you should get a big sex. What are you gonna like do, a like paint me like one of your French girls photo shoot like with it?
Paint
like,
me
what are
like
you
one of your French girls.
Like, I just don't like, hey, baby, car model. Yes. Vogue, Vogue,
Yeah,
Vogue.
and I always referred to it as my car. Very rarely did I have to mention that it was a truck. It's lame. It's a fucking car, okay? It doesn't make you interesting or special. It just makes you a person with a vehicle. That's it.
A lot of people have trucks. The
Yeah.
end. Like half my family has
Yeah.
trucks.
So that's my little tirade about the pickup truck and the Dodge Ram.
That's fair. I just like that she got called out. Like, cool, you're driving a truck, but like also you have the most expensive everything
Yeah.
else. Like,
Yeah.
fuck you.
You sucked way more dick for money than we did.
Right, and then Bethany goes, "You're not in Iraq covering the war. You're covering Zach posing." And I was like, "Yes." And then I go, "Oh, full circle to reunion. What 10, 9? When they talk about Carol, because Carol was a photographer in
Yeah.
Iraq, I believe. Right?
I think
Did I remember
she
that
did
correctly?"
something along those lines, yeah.
Like she was a
Yeah.
photojournalist or something. I don't know. But I was like, oh, that's weird. This comes back with a different
A different
housewife.
housewife who sucks.
Also, Kelly's. Oh,
And
I
also
hate her.
suck dick for money.
I want three different kinds of eggs. I don't want them to touch, though.
At least Carol's.
I'm running a marathon.
At least Carol sucked dick for Kennedy money.
True that. True that. And didn't she marry like
She
someone?
married her boss. Who had
Literally not
cancer
surprised by
at
Anderson.
the time she married him. She knew it was terminal when they
God,
married.
guys are so fucking dumb. Just like Gretchen on Orange County, literally like the guy was 95. And she's like, I love him. He's the love of my life. I'm like, is
I don't know how much money Gretchen ever got from him, though. Sorry if I'm chewing in your
it, though?
ear.
She's with slimy shit. I can't hear it. It's not like my Pringles that are like, pop, once you pop, can't stop. Boop, boop. So I'm just like in a very good, weird, happy mood right now.
Good. That's awesome.
So
It's the rose
Kelly
quartz around
doesn't
your
know what
neck.
semantics
It's making
is.
you extra.
I know, and I have one underneath too, the one that I
Oh,
got
nice.
myself. So I'm double rose quartz up. I'm like, woo, energy, yeah. And then I have my creativity candle lit, like I'm just like, woo, let's go.
All the high
And that could also be that
vibin'.
I was in the car for 4 hours.
That might actually be more it than anything else.
Right, like. Just in the car for 4 hours, like,
Yeah, I like that Lou kind of goes in on her a little bit.
love that. I was all for
Yeah.
it.
I actually love Luann this
She's like, what do you
reunion, this
like?
entire reunion. I love her.
I do too. And I like that she took accountability for her stuff. And I thought she looked stunning. Like,
Yeah.
I think I said this last time too, but she just looked super
She is a
pretty.
really gorgeous lady. It upsets me sometimes that
Yeah.
she's that
Although
pretty.
I. Yes. Come on, boys. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we do the whole, the whole thing with her scenes, like the whole montage. And I just wrote super cringy, all of it, meaning the Duchess versus Countess thing. And then
I think we
Lou
skipped some
versus
stuff with Kelly.
Ramona. Oh, did we? Oh, my last thing is Kelly doesn't know what semantics means.
Oh.
But I could have just not written anything else because I was like, fuck her. I'm done.
Fair. I wrote Kelly learned the word insular that morning. So that's funny that you wrote about semantics.
I'm telling you, she does not know. And she's just stop, just stop, just stop, just stop, 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 stop.
Yeah.
No, you stop. You fucking just get off my TV and
Yeah.
stop.
She, I think really the only other thing worth noting is that Luann gets on Bethany's side about, like, you won't talk to me because I'm a woman.
That's right. I completely, I mean,
Yeah,
I remember now,
that's where
but.
Bethany goes, 'cause you're a piece of shit, that's why.
Yeah, she's like, well, why would I do that? Why, like, what, why?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, and then you know the minute she realizes that she can't remember her lies, is that's when she starts going, stop. Like
Stop.
she gets like all like frantic
Yeah.
energy. Stop, Jill, stop, Bethany, stop, just let me, fuck you. Just fuck you.
I've known people who try and like direct my words at times before. They never succeed 'cause I'm like a freight train. But I have met people like that who are like, you can't say that, or they say certain things along those lines, but I've never really met anyone who will be will be trying to make a point in the conversation, and then I try to speak and they go, why are you speak why are you because that's really what she's doing, and she's going, why are you speaking? I only speak.
Right. And she's like, and everyone's like, well, because what you're saying isn't true. We all just watched the exact opposite of what you're saying, and you're just making a bigger fucking hole than the one you're already in. You crazy, crazy, lying, crazy woman. Sorry, now in my head, all I can hear is Marathon. And Ben Ron's, their impression of her. That's all I can think of. Sorry. I'm like giggling in my head. I haven't even, I had nothing to drink. I had nothing to smoke. I'm just giggling.
Just in a great mood. Yeah, we can move on to the Luann segment. Words are hard. Words are hard.
Your video's delayed for me, so you made the face, like the face, but it was delayed, the sound. So you looked like you were in like one of those bad like Godzilla Japanese movies, like, hey, yeah. And your mouth was moving like seven times slower or faster or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
It's
hey,
amazing.
watch out. It's Godzilla. I wish everyone could just see what I did.
Kelly
Stop. Just stop. I'm gonna do that all the time when I talk to people now, just like random people I meet, like, hello.
Bensimone.
Like, what the fuck? Sorry, no one can see me, so no one gets it.
Yeah,
It's super
this
annoying.
is a bits that nobody else will get but you and me. That's not our style.
I know. That's fair. Yeah, I don't want to do inside stuff. That's a little too insular. So now we get to the Countess, right?
Yes.
And the Countess, and it's the Countess versus Ramona. And Ramona, the Countess calls out the crazy Ramona eyes that Ramona has. But I can't wait till we see the catwalk Ramona eyes, because those are the craziest of them all. But then Ramona's calling Lou out on all her bullshit. And then Kelly's one comment goes, you all talk about accountability. Who cares? And everyone was like, yeah, you're right. Like, let's get up and end it right now. Like, what are you
What would you
talking
like to
about?
talk
Like, this is
about?
what we have. This is
Stuff?
our
Let's talk
job.
about stuff.
Yes. Stuff. Okay. All right. Oh, I guess we're done. Like, we're getting paid to talk about this stuff. You freaking dumbass
Yeah.
bitch. So.
I think Luann, when she's just Luann, is fucking awesome. But she does, like,
Be cool. Don't be all like, I'm
right, that is the
cool.
Luann that we have all grown to love. But there is that, like, she gets so caught up in the opinions or how she's perceived and in the most bullshitty way possible. And I'm always like, Luann, we love that you're a crazy whore who tries to kill cops. Like, it's great. We love that about you. Don't lose it. But it's, and you see it
I mean,
here
but
the
also don't
most.
kill the cops.
What's that?
Well, I said, but also like don't kill the
Yeah, don't
cops.
kill the cops, but like, we love that you tried.
We love that you slipped out of handcuffs and we're like rolling in
Yeah.
bushes. It's
We love
fine.
that you tried something new.
Well, it's like I love Luann, I hate the Countess.
That is a perfect way to put it, yeah.
I love Luann, but I hate the Countess. And so, I mean, there wasn't much that for me. The Ramona fight was like whatever. And then I just wrote go to Jill segment. So I don't know if there's anything else you want to touch on about Luz.
No. I think the only thing I wrote for Joe was Alex didn't send an email.
I wrote, there's lots of charity work, and then the Bethany fight, and then Ramona calls out Bethany's veins when Bethany gets angry, apparently. And then Kelly goes, I was upset because, I wasn't my room, like half Kelly, half Ramona. I was upset because she knew I was going to be about branding. I knew it was going to be about branding. And then Jill has to explain how charity works. She's like, yes, companies donate money to sponsor the charity. Do you not know how charities make money? And then Kelly goes, when I was 15, I was honored for being the most charitable person in my area. Like, what in the actual fuck? Oh, 15. Okay. What area? And also, 15? How many years ago was that, sweetie?
Don't know anyone other than a 12-year-old that would ever say that sentence, which is hilarious because she's 40 talking about when she was 15.
It's not like she was like, last week I was, the state of New York honored me as the most charitable person of the year. I'd be like, all right, that's got some balls to it.
She's
But she's like, when I was 15, my area, what is your area?
my area. I like
Different
that it did that, and it's just like a
area
Santa face that says
codes.
believe, and I'm like circling around it.
Just like circling your
Yeah.
boobs. Wexum, wexoff, wexum, wexoff.
So, can we research and
This isn't
find
just.
the Channel 12 nightly news report that honored Kelly Ben Simone? Because I would really like to see that.
I mean, we can try. I don't think it exists, though.
Don't think it exists either, but wouldn't it be great?
I don't think we'll find it because it doesn't exist. Because she's delusional.
But if it really happened, what do you think she was charitable for? Like, cancer?
Sucking a lot of dick.
Probably.
Oh. I thought she was just like being honored for like being like a, oh, that guy's never getting laid. I'll give him a
Yeah.
BJ.
Fair. I mean, that is charities. Listen, blowjobs can be charities. A pro bono blowjob.
If you're not getting a tit for tat.
That's what I call charity.
This is a one-sided situation. You better believe it's fucking charity. Because it's a lot of work, I'll tell you that.
Ain't fun. Not that I would know. I wouldn't know.
Never. I would
I
definitely not
never
know.
know.
I am as pure as pure. Look at this halo above
Oh.
me.
It's really funny because it does look like you have a halo above you. Hold on, I'm gonna take a picture of that. Oh, it doesn't look good because it's on
It
screen. But yeah. You can't see it as.
Screenshot it. Oh, I'll screenshot it.
Oh.
No, I mean like, hold on my
Oh,
computer.
I don't know how to do that.
Sorry, guys. I don't know if it worked. We'll figure it out. Anyways, so then we just get more of the stop, stop, stop.
Stop.
And then Jill fights. The we see all of Jill's fights.
With the
And then I
husband?
still want to know what the fuck toys. Yes.
Because
But like, what toys is Mario talking about? I really want to
I think that's
know.
just this.
Ooh, wow. That was a weird. I really want to know. Ugh. Jesus.
I think that's just like a saying, like a turn of phrase, if you will. Take your toys and go home.
Well,
It's a slightly antiquated
I've
one.
never heard it
Yeah,
before.
I think it's an older thing to say. But like you're acting like a little kid, take your toys and go home.
I was like, what toys? Are there pool noodles? I need more information. What did she bring to the party? Is there favors? Are there party favors?
I do think it's funny that they talked about the husbands joining the fight, but it really just was like Jill picking fights with Alex or with Simon and Mario. So I don't know how much they
I mean,
joined
yeah.
in and fought with the women as much as they just got into a fight with Jill because she's a bitch.
Yeah. Well, and then Ramona starts defending Mario by shitting on everyone else's husbands. And then she goes, they talk about him looking at other women, and she goes, married 18 years, not an issue, looking or even flirting. Oh, sweetie, you are in for a rude
That makes
awakening.
me really sad for her.
Like, I know it should make me sad, but like she's in a better place now, so it doesn't make me that sad.
Okay.
Like she's loving her life now.
I wrote this down and I'm not sure what it means because I forgot. I wrote, haiku asked a question. It was more than 14 words.
What the fuck does that? Were you possessed? Like, did someone take over your body? Like, what is that even in reference to? Haiku?
I think
Something,
one of
something, 14
the
word,
like
not 14 words?
when he's like blah 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 from Michigan asked Kelly, why are you such a cunt? I think the
Oh,
person's name
yes.
was Haiku or sounded like Haiku.
I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I like what? It was probably the person that said, you know, everyone's emailing and saying that all they could see was Mario looking at all the women walking by. It was probably related to that.
Probably. Or it just is proof that they
Not
make up
even
these
14.
questions because they're like, make up a name, haiku. Let's see if anyone get picks up on that.
And you're like, I got you. I'm on to you. I'm gonna forget why I'm on to you, but I'm on
And
to
make
you.
sure it's more than 14 words just to piss off the person who does notice.
More than three
Yes.
sentences. Is it three, right?
I think it's
Seven,
14
five, seven?
words. Beyond that, I don't really know.
I thought a haiku was 757 syllables. I'm gonna look it up now because it's gonna drive me nuts.
Haikus are
I
very
should know. I
difficult
have
to
a fucking
figure out for
degree in
some
English.
reason. Those Japanese poets are.
Ah, yes, I was right. Whew! Except I had it backwards. But it's 575.
But it can't be more
So
than
it's
14 words.
17 syllables. 17
Oh, I
syllables.
fucked up.
Nope, it can be more than. No, not really. I mean, you have the general gist of it. It's supposed to be a short sentence with 575.
Right.
I had said 757, but I'm just, you know, dyslexic or whatever the mathematical equivalent to dyslexia is. Still dyslexia, I
I'm confused about dyslexia.
If I mess up my numbers, does that still make me dyslexic, or is there another word for it for mathematical?
There is number dyslexia, yes.
But it's still called dyslexia.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That tracks. So
Jill
then,
tells Kelly Ben Simone to wear
go
a
ahead.
bra.
That's all I could hear too. Brar. Brar. But I noticed, I forget what I said. I said something. I don't know, something at some point, I don't know if it was on the other podcast, I heard myself say it. So either I was very cognizant of myself talking, or I was listening to one of this podcast or the other one, and I heard myself add an R at the end of a word. And I was like, ooh,
That's a very Boston thing. Like, we
yeah.
won't say the R's where they belong, but we'll just add them randomly.
We'll just throw them in. I definitely do that. And then I was like, oh no, I do that too.
I saw a guy the other day. I
saw a guy the
I
other day.
saw a guy the other day.
The other day, I went without a bra
Yeah.
to the bar.
Oh my God. Oh my
Talk about off the
God.
rails. Oh my God.
We're like off the
Oh my
rails,
God.
but like
Okay.
very efficient with our time today.
I know. I was like, I don't have any more notes. It just says Kelly and Bethany fight up here and down here, and just recapping Kelly being batshit, which could also, it actually same as me. Like, I was pretty batshit last
Oh,
night.
what'd you do? Did you set the house on fire?
So we went to Vermont. No. That would be batshit. So we went to Vermont and just to visit with John's family, and they had a little surprise birthday for me. It was
Oh, that's
very cute and
nice.
very sweet of them. And his sister bought peanut butter whiskey,
Oh.
and it was so good that we didn't know, and the two of us, females, and only us, drank the entire bottle.
Never a good idea.
So at one point I was sitting in front of his parents' Google going like almost like rocking back and forth, just going, I just want to hear one song. Just one song. Just play one song for me. It's just this one. And I couldn't get it to work. And it was just, and then I ended up like picking a fight. Like I had a full borderline meltdown. I was like every emotion. And then Jonathan, he goes, if you're gonna be like this, just go sleep on the couch. And I was like, fine. And he goes, bye. And I went, yeah. I went, yeah, bye. Like,
That's how you have to end it. You just have to end every
and
show with bye.
then I go onto the couch. Yeah, bye. Like, it really had some meaning, like, bye forever or some weird, I have no idea. I was on the couch for a second and a half, and I come back and I go, it's really cold, so I'm just gonna lay here with my back to
It's really fun.
you. And he was like already asleep.
Like, don't care. Whiskey is evil.
It snuck up on us. It just, and for me, I don't drink that much anymore. So I hadn't slept in 4 days. I haven't been sleeping. I hadn't really eaten anything. And then I was just like, sister just kept refilling. And I was like, well, I don't want to be rude. Like, I'm a grown ass adult that could have said no. But I'm like, wow, that's rude if I don't drink it. And then I was like, oh, this tastes like Reese's peanut butter.
I think
And then I just.
there are very few alcohols that would make me like severely angry and violent. Whiskey is one, and cheap vodka is the other. Like it has to be like Belvedere would be fine. Or what's the other one? It's like a red bottle. It's really good. It's like really
I don't. I
top
can't
shelf
drink vodka.
vodka.
I'm allergic. Not Grey Goose.
No, it has
Not Rubinoff, that's for damn sure.
that would make me bad. Kettle
I,
One.
for me,
Kettle
it's
One I
not
could
the
drink.
alcohol that. Oh, okay.
But like Mr. Boston's.
Yeah, for me, it's not. Yeah, it's not the type of alcohol that makes me angry. It's like, however, like other stuff going on, like the fact that I didn't sleep and didn't eat. And so I was already kind of emotional and moody. Plus, it's that time of the month, so I was hormonal and full borderline personality disorder episode. Like, my mind was a Beretta of every. Like, poor Jonathan saw 17 personalities in like 3 seconds. I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. Why are you looking at me? I'm so sad. Oh, it was like a damn cartoon character.
So,
Oh, it was so embarrassing.
you got to give the guy credit. He just kind of like rolls with the punches.
Oh, he's
Yeah.
awesome. Yeah. He said, if you want, Lainey, because I thought you were coming over,
Oh.
he goes, why doesn't Lainey just stay here and you go back? And I was like, fine, you guys could do the podcast. He's like, I hope Lainey makes fun of you. Everyone, she's doing the silent laugh and waiting for the snort to come out.
I'm just thinking, like, he definitely wants me in the divorce. Like, their custody battle is gonna be over me.
I mean, yes. If you could get divorced if you're not married. I was pretty batshit last night, I'm not gonna lie. And my boyfriend is a damn saint for putting up with
Yeah,
me.
he is. I think it's easier to
Even
put up with
when
people
I'm
in
not.
that. I mean, not that I can handle people when they're drunk and acting crazy like that, but I think you're like, all right, well, this person definitely had way too much to drink, so it's like a little bit easier to rectify in your brain.
Oh, not with
Oh,
me.
okay.
Not with me, sweetie. Because I'm like, yeah, you can go to bed. Why are you going to bed? Why aren't you talking to me? You don't love me? Like, poor guy
I
couldn't
would have put
win.
a pillow over your head.
I was a real shugsy.
Mm-mm.
Good time, gal. Keep your spirits up, boys.
Okay.
I have no more notes. I'm not even gonna
Okay.
lie to you.
So I'll take the train from here. The Kelly Dodd train, if you
All
will.
right. Back on the rails. Back on the rails. I got me
Yeah,
in.
you like that? So
I
we
did like that.
start with the this is you,
Yep, with
this
the up
is
here down
me,
there.
and Kelly Ben Simone says, I meant like you're over here and I'm over here, like not up and down, but like left and right. And all this stuff. And Bethany goes, you gave me a timeout because you're my mommy. And then she just gives her the bitchiest smile, which I fucking. I've been that
I
person
love Bethany.
in moments, and I love being that person.
Like, my favorite part though is like that she was just like, I didn't even say anything. She was like, I was just letting you
Yeah.
talk. And then she walks down the stairs on her phone. I love that they reshowed this part. When after Kelly just reamed her out and like ran away because she was scared. Bethany was leaving the restaurant. She goes, You're following me. You're crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy. And I'm like, well, no, she's not even talking to you. Like, what is happening? I'm like, did they edit something out, or are you just really that
She's
delusional?
that
Nope, she's
delusional.
really that
Yeah.
delusional. It was like, wow, just replaying all those scenes. I'm like, she just makes me so uncomfortable.
This is something that I hate, and we see it with Bethany more in later seasons. We see a little bit of it in season three. But so Bethany is a very polarizing person. I think.
Yeah, like I think that's like
Yeah,
me.
I think you either love.
You either love me or you hate
Yeah.
me. There's just not like a lot of middle ground.
I don't think you're that polarizing. I think, or rather, I think for the most part, people like you. And I think same with me. Like, for the most part, people like me. But I'm also, and I'm going to speak just from my own perspective here, I'm a very direct person, and I'm a person who's just going to, like,
Yep.
say the thing that nobody else will say. You know, like, don't ask me my opinion
Same.
because I'll give it to you.
Oh yeah. Well, my friends know that if they want to just feel good about themselves,
Don't.
like if they want, like if they're wearing something and they want an answer of doesn't matter what it is, they just want to hear it looks great, to not come to me. If they want real, like a real answer, then they'll come to
Exactly.
me. Because I'm also like not like I do the compliment sandwich, you know? I'm like, your hair looks great, but I think with that dress, we should change the dress because, with the shoes and the hair, the dress just isn't like. With my friends, I try to do it that way. With other people, I'm like, ah, fuck you, that's dumb. No,
Yeah.
meh.
Even with my friends, I'm like, you look terrible. I still love you, but you look terrible. But I find,
I
yeah.
mean.
And so Ramona does this thing where she's like, Bethany, your energy right now is really scary. Like, you can be really scary in the vein in the neck and the this and the that. And this is something that pisses me off because it is so easy to vilify people like you. Like me, like Bethany, who, listen, we're just honest. And yeah, my delivery could definitely be better a lot of
I might be a
times.
little blunt about it
Right.
most of the time for me.
But then when somebody like Kelly Ben Simone or like Jill Zarin decides that they want to go after you for some reason, that's when they use that like bluntness to make you the villain. And it's so easy to make somebody the villain and just keep mistreating that person because they can. And that upsets
Oh
me.
yeah. And they're like, "Well, you brought this upon yourself."
Yeah, because you told me my ass was fat in that dress,
I
and you're
just
like, what? So you're trying to destroy my life
was
over
playing.
it?
Like,
Yeah.
cool. I just heard myself on your side and I was like, "Oh my God, am I screaming?"
Yes.
I'm gonna take it down a few
No, you're
notches.
not screaming. You're fine. I
Okay.
think
I
our
was like,
internet
"Oh, I just heard
connection
myself
kind of sucks
echo."
tonight for some reason.
I think so too. I don't know
I don't
why.
know why either.
Meh. Oh well.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to say about my bluntness, I've done some soul searching. And I realized
Yes.
that.
Tell the angel.
Okay. I can't look at you right now. I realized that in a past.
Take my glasses off. I can't even see you.
In a past life, I must have been a French woman. That's what I'm going with. Because here's why.
Okay. Yeah,
Okay.
I figured there was going to be a
I
follow-up.
love very rich food. I love fashion. And I'm openly rude to people.
Actually, hit the nail on the head.
And I
Yeah.
love cigarettes. I don't
Yep, I
smoke
can see
anymore,
that.
but I do love cigarettes.
Yeah, the French love their
Yeah,
cigarettes.
because they're delicious. I don't know what happened to
Are
me at one point. I just, like, I would pick it up and put it down and pick it up and put it down. Or at the very least, I would smoke, like, if
I
I
would
went out, I would
smoke.
smoke someone's cigarette, you know.
That's what I would.
Right.
I mean, I was like in college thinking I was cool shit. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just gonna have a cigarette with you.
Right.
Yeah.
But about
Like, no, gross. Ugh, I hate them.
three years ago, I don't know what happened, but I was smoking a cigarette and it started tasting like the most disgusting thing ever. And
As it is.
it's not though, it's delicious. It's you
False.
look cool when you're doing
False.
it.
You sure don't. You look like the biggest dumbass in the world when you're doing it.
I disagree though.
In hindsight,
And
I looked like a fucking tool. I was like,
well, I look like
I
a
wish everyone could see the face I was
sophisticated
making, not
French
just the
lady when I
sound.
smoked. So there's that.
I'm gonna take your word for
Yeah.
that. I'll take your word
Yeah.
for it.
So yeah, I've decided that when people complain about my bluntness, I'm gonna say it's really not my fault. I was a French woman in a past life. And there are just some things that
I like
hold
that.
over.
Did I tell you what when I got my past life read, what was said to me?
No, but I want to go
Have
do
I ever told
that.
you?
No, please tell me. I want to hear this.
So fucked up. So I'm laying on the table, and my friend Allie from Minnesota is a psychic, and so she was doing a past life reading on me and telling me about like my spirit guides and stuff, and she goes, "Oh." And I was like, "Oh, what?" She goes, "Okay. Well, in your past life, I'm not saying you were Jack the Ripper, but I'm not saying you weren't Jack the Ripper." She's like, "You were kind of like that." I was like, "So, I was just like a dude murdering people?" She's like, "And I was like, "Awesome. That explains why I'm such an angry
Well,
cunt."
they're prostitutes,
Now I just
though.
don't murder people.
Like, Jack the Ripper killed prostitutes. And are those really people? I don't know.
Hey, make your money, make your money. You prostitution
I'm just
whore.
kidding. I love hookers. But I just. That's my big joke always. And it upsets people so much when I go, like, hookers aren't real people.
Ugh.
I'm like, do you
Dude,
really think. I don't think
it's like
hookers
so
are real
weird
people.
how I just think the world's weird where all of a sudden we went from like This is why I don't understand feminism. Because they're like, you're a slut, you're a whore, blah, blah, blah. You sleep with men for money. You... And then all of a sudden they're like, sex work is a real job. Like, it's empowering. Like, make up your mind. Like, I'm so confused. What do you want? What do you want?
I don't fucking know.
I can't. This world, it just everything just all of a sudden everything changes.
I don't know.
Police suck. Prostitutes are great. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't, yeah, I don't know either. I don't understand. Well, listen, I understand the
And I don't
whole.
think police suck. I'm saying that's what the world is.
Yeah. I certainly have always thought that sex workers are totally fine, and I mean, I've never given my
Oh
money
yeah,
to
same. I
a
never. I would never
prostitute, but
should.
I've definitely given a lot of money to like strippers and stuff because I love strippers.
I mean, yeah, what I'm that. I do too. They're awesome. Although I got my own. I've only been twice, and I got a little. And I got a lap dance, and the woman was like telling me about her kids and where she got her boobs done. I was like, this isn't. Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean that I want you to tell me your life story about how you're gonna go home to your kids and this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, all right, yeah, okay, oh, yeah, you wanna. And then I walked in, when I lived in Minnesota, I walked in with my friend that's a guy, and the manager comes over and he goes, do you want to audition? And I was like,
Whoa,
no,
holy
I don't.
inappropriateness.
I was like, sure don't. And I was just wearing like a white tank top, red shorts, and like wedges. And I was like, no, I have a job, I'm good. And he was like, you can make a lot of money here, though. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't think I would. I don't think I'm in that, a little too awkward for that whole situation. I'd be like, yeah, baby. Give me that money. And beep, beep. I'd be doing like the freaking scene from Grease when they're like, do, 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 do. That would be my dance.
Tequila,
Like, there's no way. I just couldn't.
da-na-da-na-na-na-na.
Da, 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 da. And I would just sit there like, what is it? The hand jive? Like, do, do. Hand jive. That would be like, I'm like, no, sir. But thank you so much for the offer. That's a hard
We
no.
went for my birthday a few years ago, and there was this stripper there. She couldn't have been more than like 19, and she was very sweet but very dumb, and my friend is talking to her, and she goes, "I don't want to be rude, but can I ask how much money you make?" And she goes, "Oh, I make a lot. I make so much money. I make like $1,000 a night." And I'm like, I'm not really in the conversation, but I'm just overhearing the conversation.
Your ears perked up. Like, tell me more.
Right. And she goes, "I make $1,000 a night. That's like $20,000 a year." And that's when I
No.
like whipped around. And
No.
I go,
She did
"How
not
often do you
say
work?" And she
that.
goes, "Oh, every night." And I was like, "Oh my God."
What in the actual fuck?
I gave her $20. I felt bad.
Oh, the poor. That's probably why she makes so much money. Everyone's like, oh, this poor girl. Here you go. Maybe go to college. I was in some poli sci classes with a girl that was a stripper. I think she stripped in Rhode Island.
It was also in a different time. I work in construction. We go to like. I go to a lot of strip clubs.
Yeah, it is what it is. No judgment
I
here.
actually worked for a company that, like, in their company handbook, in three different places, it said you cannot use your company credit card for strip joints or sex workers in three different places. And finally, I was like, "Can someone? I gotta know." And they're like, "Oh, we had a thing down in Texas. We had to bail a couple guys out of
We
jail."
have, of course. Of course, there was a thing in Texas. All
Yeah.
my exes live in
But then I was in another
Texas.
strip joint, and I'm in the bathroom washing my hands, and some girl walks in. She like wipes her leg off, and she goes, "Some guy just came on my leg." It's like, oh my God.
Oh, gross, 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 gross,
Was
gross.
like, "God love you.
Ugh.
You are doing the Lord's work."
I mean, seriously. Oh, that poor woman. I saw one of them in the bathroom. One of them. I saw a stripper in the bathroom the second and last time I went, and she's like, "Oh my God, I love your shoes." I was like, "Thank you so much,
Yeah.
Target."
I,
Because I always have to tell people where I get
yeah.
things. It's like if I get complimented, I'm always like this sweatshirt. Everyone's like, "Oh my God, I love it." I'm like, "Thanks, Costco." Like I don't know. Like I have this like weird, like I got it super cheap.
Yeah, I have to tell people if I buy things on sale. Like, if someone compliments my shoes, I'm like, oh, I got them on sale. For some.
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm like, I don't. I'm like, oh my gosh, Costco, $14. All of a sudden, like a different person. I'm like, why the fuck did I tell them that? Are they gonna go buy it? Like, did I? Like, was I making commission? Like, what's happening? That woman, that little girl is making $365,000 a
No,
year
she
if she
makes
actually makes $1,000 a
$20,000 a
day.
year. That's what she said.
Oh my God.
Just I love strip joints.
Oh, I know this guy. I played on a co-ed softball league, like one of those drunk, you
Yeah.
know, slow pitch leagues. And one of the guys on my team went to Florida for a bachelor party and was so drunk that he spent $10,000
It
at the
happens.
strip club. And so he was trying to like call them and get the money back. And he's like, and I was like, blackout. You can tell my signature's getting worse and worse. And it's like,
They don't
that's
care.
on you, bro. Like,
Who told you to drink that
personal
much?
accountability. Haven't you ever seen the movie
Yeah.
Hustlers?
By the way, I won't go to a strip joint where men are stripping. I think the women behave
Oh God,
atrociously
no.
there. Like,
I don't know. Men strippers freak me out.
So the only time I've been was in Vegas for my best friend's bachelorette party. And I was just like, these women are disgusting. Like, they are because you go to a regular strip joint,
Women are
yeah, and
gross.
guys are just like talking about baseball and like throwing dollars at like a naked girl. And it's like, yeah, they're checking out the
Yeah.
girl. Yeah, there's some real creeps in there at times, but for the most part, it's just like guys hanging out with other guys, and there just happen to be naked women there. Like, people perform business
Yeah.
deals at strip joints, you know, like they're not that big a deal to men. But women go there and they're like grabbing guys' junk and like practically making guys
Ugh.
fuck them on the dance. Like, and you're just like, oh, what is wrong with you? Like, you're a woman, you can get it from anywhere for free. What is wrong?
Literally, I was talking about this last night. I said, I was talking to John's brother-in-law, and I was like, if we both went into a bar, I would be out in 30 seconds, and you'd have to wait till closing. And it's just because I'm a
Yeah.
girl. I could literally just raise my hand and be like, who wants to have sex? And
Yeah.
done. That's it. That's all we have to do. And then all these poor guys have to, like, really work for it.
Yeah. I did get hit on by
But
a
it's,
stripper while I was
yeah,
there,
I
though.
don't.
I just have to tell that story.
Yeah, girl. Get it.
He was hot, too. Okay, so one of the guys walks by me and he's wearing these like Carhartt work pants because, you know, like all the stripper guys have to have a job. That's what turns women on.
Yep. Yeah. Give me that money, bitch.
And I look at him and I go, I have those pants. And he goes, oh yeah, how big's your hammer? And I go, well, I have a 22-ounce S-wing that I use for framing. I have a 16-inch for or 16-ounce for whatever. And he just looks at me and he goes, oh shit. He goes, why do you have hammers? And I go, I'm a carpenter. And he's like, oh. So we start chatting and he goes, so
And you're like, that's why I have the pants. I don't just, I
yeah,
wasn't
they're
hitting her. I
not
just letting you know, I
attractive
have the fucking
pants.
pants. You're like, I have those pants, baby. Like,
And so we start ch
what a weird way to hit on
I
someone.
know. I wasn't even trying to hit on him. I was just like, oh, my pants.
I know, well, that's what I'm saying. I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, like that, like for him to like think that that was,
Yeah.
I just like my brain
Well,
can't
because
process it.
he's a stripper in a strip joint, and all these women don't want to talk to him. They just want to, like, fuck him. So, yeah, I just started a real
Ugh,
conversation, and he
gross.
took to it. And he goes, "So, what are you doing next weekend? Because it's the Rockabilly Festival." And I was like, melted a little bit, because that's really, like, I would totally have fun at that. And I was like, "I'm going back home. Sad tear." But I was like, I can walk away from this
Like the clown
yeah,
tear.
I was like, I can walk away from this conversation saying I got hit on by a hot stripper in Vegas.
See, we both have good, like, feel good. I got asked to be a stripper, and you got hit on by a stripper. Look at us, empowering.
Yay!
Yes! And on that note, yeah, bye.
Wait. So, can speaking of strippers,
Yes,
can we
yes.
talk about
Yep.
Kelly Bensimone's party real quick, and how Bethany called her out for being on time to Heidi Klum's party that night?
Yep.
So,
God, I'm sorry, she's just the worst.
she really is.
I just hate her.
Yeah.
I like that they all, I mean, Lou ca called, but they all called her
Yeah.
out. Because then at one point, Ramona was on her side, and then she goes, no, I switched sides. I switched sides. I'm on Bethany's side now.
I fucking
I was
love
like,
Ramona.
all right.
And
No, I'm on Bethany's side. I switched. I switched.
it basically ends with Andy saying, "Are you guys ever going to be friends?" And Bethany says some famous last words. "It can't get any worse." And
Oh, but it can, and it
it
is,
is
and
gonna
it
get
will,
that
and I've
much
never
worse.
been more
I
excited.
know.
How long have I been looking forward to season
Since I
three?
think before we started
Since
this.
we started, since day
Yeah.
one. Yeah, like
We
we were
probably
just
should have just
beyond like
started with
Facebook
season
Messenger,
three.
like Oh, I can't wait. I'm
Yeah.
so
So
excited.
that's next week is season three. So
Yes.
that's pretty
And
exciting.
it is gonna be a
Yeah, it
doozy.
is.
I can't believe we're already on season
I
three.
know.
Where did the fucking time
I
go?
know. COVID's a hell of a drug, man.
Hell of a drug. It's a hell of a drug.
By the way, have you ever seen the movie Ghost World? Total non sequitur, but here we go.
No.
My friend the other night.
You're like, well, the conversation's
Yeah,
over
all right, bye.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, bye.
So I went to see The Empire Strike Back, Strikes Back, bleh, Strikes Back the other night in the theater, by the way, with my friend.
Ooh,
And
fun.
I was driving in my.
I didn't even know movie theaters were open.
They are again, yeah, but it was very dead.
Probably because people don't know.
Right. But we went, and I was driving in my little Le Car, and I have a real,
Well, Tanya Harding.
yeah, I have a real penchant for listening to 1960s French pop music, because once again, I used to be a French lady in my past life.
I was listening to 60s, 70s, and 80s music last night in the garage on the ground by myself. Because I'm psychotic. I just
I don't think that's psychotic at all. I think 60s, well, not no so much 70s, but like definitely 80s. I would listen to 80s music. I mostly listen to 80s music. Because I'm old.
I'm trying to think of the name of the song that I wanted. Oh, it was The Logical Song by Supertramp. I just really wanted to hear it over and over and
Don't
over
even
again.
know that song.
It's pretty
Okay.
good.
I believe you.
But so anyways, 60s French pop
60s French
music.
pop music, because I used to be a French lady.
Right, absolutely.
And
That's why you love
yeah, I
cigarettes.
love cigarettes. I love 60s French pop music. Did you know that Brigitte Bardot was actually a singer and not just some slutty blonde girl that they took pictures of?
Can we not call her slutty? Because someone told me I looked like her once and it felt a really good compliment.
Well, I don't think she's slutty, but like the pictures they took of her were like sexual.
No, yeah, she's very sexualized, correct. Yes, I did not know that.
No.
I thought she was a, like an actress
Yeah,
or
I think
whatever.
she did some acting, but like she's a phenomenal singer.
Did
Yeah,
not
I'm
know
a
that.
big Brigitte Bardot fan.
So she sang in, I'm guessing, 60s
French
French
pop music,
pop.
yeah, exactly.
I don't even know what that is.
It's just.
I just picture like, bonjour, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Except that's Patti LaBelle, but
That was me smoking. I was just trying to do like the.
there is one of my
And then I couldn't remember my French.
more favorite songs is called Le Cactus, because the French word for cactus is Le
Jesus, that sounds.
Cactus.
It's a song about a fucking cactus?
Don't
And like, my favorite song is La Cactus. That's
Le
fine. My favorite word in Latin when I was in seventh grade was although, because it was quamquam. And I thought it was fun to say. So, I got
Yeah,
you.
Le Cactus.
Quamquam.
And then, but like he's like, da 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 da, Le Cactus.
See? It's like the tequila song, but it's just La Cactus. It's like do 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 La Cactus.
Well,
Do 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 do
there are words, I just don't know them because they're French and I don't actually speak French.
I used to, I
Yeah.
don't
I
anymore.
can speak some.
Hey Claire. My old coworker Claire that listens was a French major or minor in college. Please let us know what the song La Cactus
Le
means.
cactus. Yes, I would love to know.
What's the symbolism behind the cactus?
I think it's about a prickly woman.
Ooh, a prickly pear,
A
if you
prickly
will.
pear, but a Le Cactus. But isn't
I
it
mean, it's.
great that like they're like, what's the French word for cactus? Let's go with Le Cactus. It's still cactus,
My.
but more French.
It's. I. Le cacti. That was like a Russian German
I don't
hybrid
know what
there. I don't know what that
the
was.
fuck does that
I took 4 years of French and 2 years of Latin. And so the Latin, basically, like, I helped my friends with their Spanish homework because Latin's like the base language. I loved Latin, but they didn't teach Latin at my high school. So I went with French. And I loved it. But how do you choose if an apple is a male or a female? Like, that language is so fucking weird because it's like, it like genderizes words with le or la.
Pretty much every language
And so you just have to
except
like
English does
guess.
that.
I'm like, I don't like my light. I don't know if that's a male or a female. Like, what? Like, how am I don't know. Like, I don't. It's like arbitrarily deciding, like, you know? I think my light might be asexual. We don't know.
Yeah, Greek is like that too,
I love
where like everything is everything is genderized. English is really the
I
only
just
language I
yelled, I
think that
love
doesn't
lamp.
do that.
It's
Maybe
fine.
Chinese. I don't know. I'm
I mean,
not a linguist. I'm not a cunning linguist, so I don't really know.
I actually pick up languages fairly easy, or I used to when I did things. My parents wanted me to be a translator for like the federal government,
Oh.
and which is like such a weird aspirational career for your
But
daughter.
it's a great career to have, actually.
I know, I would love that. But so like I pick up language fairly easy if I like sat down and actually like did homework and stuff. And so, but like now I can only remember like the Latin word for boy is puer, and the Latin word for girl is puella, and hello is salve, and although is quamquam.
Quam quam.
There's your Latin. I just like that there's no accent that you like. I can't roll my R's,
Rrr.
so Spanish was like a no go.
How can you not? That's always weird
My
to me
tongue
that
doesn't do
people
it.
can't roll their R's.
Give me a word in which I would have to roll. I would have to roll my R, and I'll try to say it.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm on the spot.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Now I can't fucking do it. Puerto Rico.
I can't do it.
Puerto Rico.
No, I'm
Well,
just doing like the
Rico.
like Kelly, was that? I don't think that was any
No, that
language.
was
How do you
not
know? You
it.
don't.
Not
No.
it.
Semantics. Semantics.
Yeah, I can't do a French R. It's very difficult. Oh, it's like, oh.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Au
I can do a French R.
revoir. I
Au
can't say
revoir.
shoes in French because it's chaussure,
My
but I can't say it.
chaussure.
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 My French name was my middle name, so it was Marie. Marie.
Oh,
Marie.
Marty.
And I was like, can we just, instead of Marie, make it something fun? So then she let us pick our names. I
I
don't
don't have
remember
a
what mine
French name.
was.
I don't think Lainey is very French. Lenny.
Well, so they said I could go by my middle name because my middle name is like a French
I don't
name.
have a middle name.
My name's so basic.
Don't have a
But
middle
then they let us, a lot of people don't. But they let us, like if we didn't want to, they let us pick it. And I think mine was Corinne. I think I picked Corinne.
I like Corinne. That's a good name.
Corinne.
Corinne. I like the name
Corinne.
Francis.
Oh, gotta write that down. You like the stupidest fucking names.
Francis is a great name. It's a good, strong name.
Do you like it as a male or female?
Both.
Oh, you know what? Franck
Franck.
from Mother of the Bride.
Francois.
Franck. Mother and daughter pregnant together. Great fucking Mother of the Bride. Sorry, that was Father of the Bride too.
Yeah, I should watch that. I love that movie.
I watched both of them like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna watch them. I like bought them because they were like only on it, like rentable. And I was like, I don't care. I really want to watch it right now. I need to see Steve Martin and Martin Short
Aren't they doing some sort of weird
because I'm reading
reboot on
Martin.
Netflix?
Oh, I hope so. With them?
Yeah.
So I love Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically together. Martin Short as a Mad Hatter in the 1999 version of Alice in Wonderland is one of my favorite
Yeah.
characters. But so I'm currently reading, when I have time to read, his autobiography or his memoir, and it's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I have you ever seen Mark?
He had a kind of fucked life.
Most comedians have, I think.
Like his older brother died when he was in camp at camp, and like his parents died when he was fairly
Oh, that's
young, and
sad.
I mean, he had a great like support system with like his friends and stuff, but
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Have you ever seen what's the name of that movie? Like Inner Space or something like that, where the guy gets in the little spaceship that shrinks and goes into Martin Short's body? Oh my God,
No.
it's amazing.
Maybe I might. There's like a lot of movies that I saw when I was
Yeah.
younger that if I saw it now, I'd be like, oh yeah, I saw this movie.
Yeah. It's a great movie. I love him.
But I love him, and I love Steve Martin, and I love when they work
Yeah.
together. And on Netflix, they did a stand-up, not a stand-up, like a almost like a variety hour type of show together.
Yeah.
So I watched that last
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
they do a lot of stuff together actually. They're pretty good friends.
Oh, they've known each other since like like college.
Yeah.
Because they were in the same acting troupe, and the same one as Eugene Levy, and Catherine O'Hara, and like
Oh, were they
a bunch of
groundlings?
Canadians. No,
Okay.
they were whatever the Canada one is.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember now.
No, it's like said in my
Yeah.
book a million times and I just Mind blank. Anyways.
Anyways, so basically we stopped talking about the Real Housewives of New York. Sorry,
I
guys.
don't think we be, I don't, do we even talk about, we like, I don't think anyone cares about, again, we should talk about rebranding.
Well, I think starting with season three, we're gonna have a lot to talk about, but the past few weeks have been a little like,
I know, I
meh.
can't.
So
Yeah, for sure.
that's pretty much it for season two, and season three next week starts, so that's gonna be really exciting. They're gonna have a lot to say there.
I am so fucking
Yeah.
excited.
So yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
I have my blog post already in my head.
What, can you share a little, can you give us a teaser?
Jason Hoppy and Kelly Pitsenwell.
Interesting.
I'm gonna make something up. It's gonna be a fictional piece.
Like fan fiction?
Except not fan fiction, because we're not fans.
Fair. Are they gonna bone?
So, oh, it's gonna be great. I'm not gonna tell it over the air, man.
They're gonna bone.
TBD.
They kind of look
Listen
alike,
next week.
though. They're both kind of
Listen.
manly.
All right. So please go to. Jesus Christ. Lady, I'm gonna need you to wrap it up.
You got a triple snort.
What a fucking shit show.
Right. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. You can follow us.
Did you listen?
Yeah, if you've made it this far, I think we talked about strippers and mostly strippers.
Unclear, unclear. Me being an angel.
Yeah. But mostly strippers. So thank you if you've made it this far. Please check out andnowweseaitit.com at and now we said it on our social media platforms. And please check out
I'll do
go.
if you don't mind real quick about my new
Yes,
show.
take it away.
So it's called The Best Mediocre Morning Show. And I'm like, did I just get that wrong? And so we are from all over the place. So the guy that started it, Andrew, is in Germany. Then there's me in Massachusetts. There's Robert in Kentucky, Callista in California, and Ankit in Toronto. So we're all over the place, which is pretty cool. And we auditioned for the roles. If you could, and each week it's a different topic. So our first week came out, this past week, our first episode came out, and it was on conspiracy theories. And so I write a weekly blog about each show that we do. So, like, I wrote my top five favorite conspiracy theories and then had them rated on a scale of 1 to 10 and had my co-hosts rate them on that. So if you go to bestmediocremorning.com, you can find the blog there. You can find links to the podcast there. And then right as of now, we have our host bios, but you can only see them on computers. You can't see them on mobile yet. So I'd like to read mine out loud because everyone's on their phone all the time. And I did steal Lainey's title a little bit. Kel is a Massachusetts native with a penchant for sarcasm and self-deprecation. She's starting over in her mid-30s and is an aspiring writer and actress, but a professional asshole. She is a self-proclaimed expert on everything and embodies the mantra, "Do as I say and not as I do," making her a master of doling out unsolicited advice. Don't get married, young kids. Just don't. So, for more quippy little things, head on over to our website, bestmediocremorning.com, and that links to all of our socials and all of that. And I know that we're going our next episode's coming out tomorrow, I believe, but he told us in German time, and I don't, my brain doesn't
I think it's 5 hours.
So at some point tomorrow, it'll be out.
Yeah.
Ahead or
I
behind?
did listen. They're 5 hours ahead of us. I think it's 5 hours. I did listen to it last week, and I thought it was really good.
Thank
Yeah.
you. It was before I got my mic figured out. So I think this upcoming week I sound better because my mic was facing the
Yeah.
wrong way
I definitely think, like,
for all of our episodes that we've ever
yeah,
recorded.
I like that you're all pretty much on the same wavelength, so it works nicely that way. So
I get called out for talking a lot.
you do or you don't.
I
I
do.
didn't think you talked
Because I get nervous it's going to
excessively.
be dead air. I mean, it's my personality. It's who I am. And it's like a running joke at this point. Like, because I'm like, guys, do I really talk too much? Like, should I shut up? And they're like, no, it's funny. And I'm like, is it? Are you going to fire me? I'm not getting paid, so can I get fired? I don't know. Like,
I think it's
I start getting in
funny.
my head. But, anyways, I
Yeah, I
digress.
think it's funny because we have dead air on the show like all the fucking time.
See, we're just like, BRB going pee. And then we're just like, you keep talking, you keep making up stories, I'll be right
Yeah, you
back.
do that to me all the time, and I'm like, Dare Cotton headlights, I have no idea what to say.
Listen, I have gastrointestinal issues. I'm not apologizing for that.
Motherfuckers.
All right, so anyways, please check out bestmediocremorning.com. Subscribe and listen to our podcast, And Now We Said It. We really, appreciate all of the listens and all of the follows and all of that. And I really implore you to go to projectcomeback.org and help out if you can. It's a great cause. It's for veterans and it's for like rehabilitating these horses, and it's very therapeutic for both the horses and the veterans. And with donations, any amount that you can give helps. So please, check that out.
And if you are in the Boston slash Holliston area, there's another goat yoga class coming up in November. I forget the actual date, but let me see if I can find it real
Send me
quick.
it. Send me it.
It's
Goats are my favorite. I'm about to start
Oh my
crying.
God, it was so much fun when I did it
Look
last
at
time.
me.
Are you
Do you see my face right now? I'm like gonna cry. I'm so excited. I've wanted to do goat yoga for like my. I love goats so
Yeah,
much.
it's really fun. I was laughing my ass. Oh, sorry, October 25th. It's on a Sunday, which is good. I actually need to get my ticket for
Oh,
that.
fuck. What time?
11:30 a.m.
And that's when I recorded the other
That
podcast.
sucks. She's gonna do more. This is gonna be the last one for this year. But there's gonna be more of them next year because it was a huge draw and everyone loved it and it yeah I mean who doesn't love fucking goats? Yeah.
Cute. I love them.
So yeah. Please, if you're in the Boston area, check that out. Check out projectcomeback.org. If you're not in the Boston area and you really just want to support a great cause, please donate. Even $5 is awesome. And that's about it. We'll see you guys next week. That's you.
I was giving it a dramatic effect, and then in my head, I wasn't sure if I was going to switch it to the yeah, bye. So then I got really, it was like a real Sophie's choice.
I like 13 seconds after you're like, I
Or
hate dead air. You just gave us like 10 seconds of dead air.
I know. All
Right,
right, all
try
right.
it again.
Hold on. And bye.